welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. An annual point-in-time count of people experiencing homelessness in Delaware earlier this year found twice as many people living in emergency shelters, transitional housing, hotels, and encampments than in January 2020. And this week, Delaware Public Media's Paul Kiefer reports on these new numbers and what could be driving them.
On an evening in late February, teams of volunteers ventured out into fields and abandoned houses to conduct a head count of people living unsheltered in Delaware. Another group tallied the number of people living in emergency shelters, motels, and transitional housing. When they combined the numbers, the teams found 2,369 people experiencing homelessness in Delaware this winter. That's more than double the count in January 2020, just before the COVID-19 pandemic took hold. And many unhoused people and outreach workers say even that alarming figure is an undercount. For some who have been homeless for years, the pandemic has created new complexities. Standing in the shadow of a church in downtown Dover, Kevin Hill says that when COVID-19 cases surged, he found himself waiting in emergency room lobbies until early in the morning, often getting discharged without ever seeing an examination room.
They didn't want you coming in the hospital because of the pandemic, COVID. They won't let you come in the emergency room, see no doctors. No place to go but on the streets in the pandemic.
But people like Hill, people who live on the street or in a woodland encampment, made up a relatively small share of the total number of unhoused people tallied in this year's headcount. The largest group, and the fastest growing, are people living in hotels and motels, paid for with vouchers provided by Delaware's Division of State Service Centers. Steve Metro, the director of the Center for Community Research and Service at the University of Delaware, says the state service centers have become a pivotal part of the state's response to homelessness.
They are now the single largest shelter provider for homeless households in Delaware. They provide more hotel and motel services than all of the shelter and transitional housing the rest of the shelter and transitional housing providers in Delaware combined.
Hotels and motels are especially vital for families experiencing homelessness, whose numbers nearly tripled during the pandemic. This year, a third of people experiencing homelessness in Delaware, at least those who were counted in February, are children, and most live in hotels and motels. Many who took part in the count attest that the sudden surge of people seeking hotel vouchers revealed something that's been lurking under the surface in Delaware for years. Susan Kent, the director of the nonprofit Better Homes of Seaford, says the pandemic brought many people already teetering on the edge of homelessness, doubled up in a family member's apartment, for instance, onto the radar of service providers.
Then when COVID happened, the resources for hotels came available to be able to quarantine. And when that happened, people didn't want Aunt Susie staying anymore because you might give me COVID and I might die, you know? So it brought forward the already existing issue of people being unstably housed.
A key driver of that previously unseen housing instability is Delaware's shortage of affordable housing, a crisis that is especially acute in Sussex County. In the years before the COVID-19 pandemic, more than half of people experiencing homelessness were in Newcastle County. This year, Newcastle County made up only 43% of the total, and more than 1 in 3 people experiencing homelessness were in Sussex County. Many of the people experiencing homelessness in Sussex County, Kent said, are simply unable to keep up with rising rents amid a shortage of affordable housing.
So there's the housing shortage plus the unaffordability. Either one will count you out, but there's both happening at the same time in Sussex because of, you know, we become this great place to go in vacation.
And for families who moved into hotels in Sussex County during the pandemic, the beginning of this year's tourism season could create a new crisis as hotels begin charging their normal nightly rates for rooms.
When people started coming back, then they were like, well, if you want to pay the weekly rate, it's $300 a night. Because obviously they're not in business to do a homeless shelter. They were able to stay in business through COVID because we were able to shelter in place. But as soon as COVID restrictions were lifted, they went back to regular rates.
Because of the competition for hotel rooms in Sussex County, Metro says some families from Sussex have landed in motels further north. But he argues that even those who aren't imminently at risk of losing their hotel rooms aren't receiving the kind of support they need to find stability in the long term.
All of a sudden, they were sitting in, basically parked in these hotels and motels for like months at a time without any clear exit strategy. And housing's tight, vouchers are tight, and there's just very little case management or any other social service assistance to get families out.
The same is true for the hundreds of people living unsheltered in Delaware, a group that Kent and other service providers say was seriously undercounted this year, especially in Kent and Sussex counties. Kent and others say there's no single source behind the rising number of people living unsheltered in fields, highway bypasses, and abandoned buildings across southern Delaware. Some are poultry workers who lost their housing during the pandemic. Others have long-term behavioral and mental health challenges. Some are survivors of domestic violence. And some, like Oliver Egan, were released from prison with nowhere to go. Egan says he fared better than many. At least he knew how to make his way to Georgetown after leaving the Sussex Correctional Institution.
Georgetown SCI is out in, you know, the boonies, Sussex County. The closest Georgetown hub is not exactly far away, but if you don't know, you don't know.
And for both families in motels and people camping in forests, one of the largest hurdles to escaping homelessness is often one of the reasons they became homeless in the first place. There simply isn't enough housing to go around. Paul Kiefer, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Paul. And the Green continues in a moment with a look at some of the stories coming out of southern Delaware being reported by our partners at Delaware Independent. Stay with us. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.